Utah would become one of a handful of states with a so-called constitutional carry law on its books if Governor Gary Herbert signs House Bill 76 into law. The measure would allow Utahns over the age of 21 to carry an unloaded concealed firearm without a permit. On Wednesday, the Senate passed the bill on a vote of 22-7 after only short floor debate. The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative John Mathis of Vernal, has argued repeatedly that the bill is merely a way for ranchers to avoid breaking the law.
In my world, we use horses still, we move cattle, we go fishing, and it's quite common to carry a gun on a saddle. If I don't have a concealed weapon permit, I have to have the gun unloaded to carry with me. If it starts to rain or if it gets cold, I put a jacket on, now I'm breaking the law. And I have a struggle trying to figure out when I'm legal, when I'm not legal.
House Bill 76 received more than the two-thirds majority needed to make it veto-proof. But Governor Herbert could still choose to override the bill, forcing an extra meeting of the legislature in which lawmakers would need to recast their vote on the bill. Among the complaints levied at the bill is that it essentially takes away the requirement for people to go through a 4-hour concealed weapons class. During floor debate on Wednesday, Senator Jim DeBacchus of Salt Lake said that the bill would be a dangerous addition to the Utah Code.
I think this is going to cost lives, at least in my district, with no training, no background checks. Background checks are a good thing, and they catch people that most of us would agree shouldn't have a gun. I don't think it's too high a burden to carry to protect us and make us safe. I think this is a bullet too far. Thank you.
But Republican Senator Alan Christensen of North Ogden said that the legislation would let people more easily defend themselves without fear of breaking the law.
The best thing I can say about it is this: what the nickname is given it, constitutional carry. It simply gives honest people the right to do what they cannot do honestly right now, and that is cover up the weapon. The bad guys will always have the advantage of not obeying the laws. This bill will help honest people be more comfortable in defending themselves.
In recent weeks, Governor Herbert has said that Utah's gun laws are fine the way they are, though he has left open the question of whether or not he would veto the constitutional carry amendment. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.